All right, we're going to go ahead and call the Range Infrastructure Financing District to order. Today is May 5th, 2026, 2:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Nick, your chair, you want to start?
Or Nick Meister with Coal West.
Arlington, Board Secretary Clerk.
Lauren Heller, Coal West Board Member.
Tyler Chang
Shelby.
with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. Board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I looked at them briefly. I do not have any concerns. I'd make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from February 3rd, 2026.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Hey, thank you. All right, board, here's the first quarter expenditure listing for the district. Amounts totaled $18,996.64. Majority of these were paid through the construction fund requisitions, one working capital requisition, which I believe depleted that balance, and then a legal invoice that was paid by the developer on behalf of the district. Any questions on this listing?
Not for me.
Okay.
No.
Move into the financial statements for March 31st. So balance sheet for the district, just over 7 million in assets. There's about $38 in the project funds held by UMB. And then 7 million in assets in the debt service fund. About 5.7 million represents the remaining assessment lien on those bonds, and then amounts in the reserve fund. And then amounts in this assessment fund will be used for a June 1 payment. This includes both some amounts received for lot prepayments, as well as the kind of semi-annual assessment billing that was sent out and received by the property owner. Current accounts payable were about 7,900 as of March.
Before you go on, can we just clean up some of the, like, is it too much to ask that we just clear out that 2 cents from that account and move it to somewhere else? Like, just little.
Yeah, I will work with you and be on that, Seth, and get those cleared out.
I think it's probably safe, like, for all of those, anything under $50 there, like, because I don't ever get, I'm not going to get, typically, I don't get invoices that small.
Yeah.
So, like, anything like that 1034, the 770, 3790, I think we just move them all to the interest capitalized interest fund or the assessment fund and then sweep them next time we
Yep.
do something.
Yep. I will work with UMB on that. We don't have the ability to actually move the money, but I'll send that request to UMB and get that kind of cleaned up. And do that across the districts as well. We'll take a look.
So my one question here, Shelby, kind of dovetailing off of our prior conversation. So this one, when the December payment comes due, because we're out, obviously the capitalized interest fund is depleted, that 80 will get swept in June. What is the order of operations for that then December payment? Does it look first to the reserve fund, or does it look first to us, to Coal West as the sponsor to cover, and then we can dictate to use the reserve fund if we wish? But from my understanding, based on past conversations, there's some negative implications of using the reserve fund.
Yeah, that's correct. So the process there, Nick, would be as the assessment administrator, we would send out a bill by August 1, to Coal West as the property owner for the amount that would be due to cover that 12-1 payment. That per the ordinance and the indenture is due September 1. If payment is not received, I believe that UMB would follow the indenture and pull the funds from the reserve fund to pay the bondholders. However, then there's kind of a requirement of the district to replenish that reserve fund. So if assessments are still not paid at that point, then there's additional kind of actions that the district would need to take against the property owner, which kind of one and the same in this case at this point, right? So we typically advise against drawing on that reserve fund because it sends a notice out to the bondholders. So then that can kind of have them start to ask questions as well, and just kind of a negative overall approach, I guess I would say.
So it will require action or like affirmative action from us after we get that invoice to direct UMB to not withdraw those funds from the reserve fund.
That wouldn't require action, assuming that the assessment was paid in advance of the 12-1 payment. UMB would just use those funds that were received to make the payment rather than draw on the reserve. If the assessment was not received before that June or 12-1 date, then UMB would likely proceed to draw on the reserve to make that payment.
I see. Okay. Okay, understood. We'll kind of talk through that offline. But that makes sense. So that's effectively, this will actually be in effect as of the June payment.
Yep. So
They're all in the deficit.
So the 881, this includes, I think it was about 113,000 that was billed and received from the property owner. So that will cover the interest, and then the remaining here is really from the lot sale. So that will go towards a principal payment on the bonds.
Okay. So the June, I'm sorry, I'm not as close to this. I think, unless Seth's already seen this, but the June assessment, we would have already received an invoice for that, presumably like in February or March.
Yeah, I can share it. I pulled it up just before this call. So here's the invoice
Okay.
that we sent out. So here too, Nick, you can kind of see like the deductions that were credited against what would otherwise have been owed. So these first two are really interest earnings. And then the second one is for lot sales, there's a reserve release from that debt service reserve fund. So that's that 41,000. So what would have been 179,000 became 114,000.
Okay. And we have paid that. That's sitting in that 880,000 that's current, that's in the assessment fund. Okay. Got it. What is that line item for the re that what was that one line item there? That reserve fund in excess of requirement. What does that represent?
This is really interest earnings on the reserve fund. So,
Oh, I see.
if the reserve requirement is 300,000 and there's been 10,000 of interest earnings, that 10,000 gets swept to the assessment fund.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. General fund budget to actual expenses here about 10,000 compared to the annual budget of 52,000. I'd say for the most part, things are still trending in line with that budget. Developer advances received 1,700, and then transfers from other funds $172. I believe that was just a construction fund requisition that paid some administrative costs. In the debt service fund, interest income has been earned about 10,000. Assessment fee revenue, again, we talked about that 114,000 that was billed and received. We'll see the expenses here. We had not initially budgeted for a principal payment. So later this year, when we do the 2027 budget, we'll amend the 26 budget to account for that as well. And then lastly is the construction or the capital projects fund, small amount of interest, and then about 3,900 in expenses through March. Any questions?
Okay, what I would need then is a motion to accept the first quarter financials and the expenditure list.
I'll make a motion to approve first quarter financials and the expenditure lists.
A
Thanks.
second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's unanimous. All right, so Seth and Nick have heard this, Lauren, but our insurance, they wanted to increase the premium. We asked them, what do we need to do to keep it down? So we're going to go from a 5 million liability cap down to a 2 million. That keeps the premium the same. Matt and I and Tyler, we've all talked, and We don't think it's an issue to move down to that lower limit. So we just wanted to make sure you guys knew and were okay with doing that.
Yep.
So, okay. All right, Tyler, you want to talk about the conflict of interest?
Yeah, this is largely for Lauren. Right before this meeting, I sent an email with an updated conflict of interest disclosure. I'm going to share my screen here.
I saw it.
Okay,
I was just
perfect.
clicking on it. And you sent last year's, right? So,
So
okay.
yeah, if you could fill this out, that'd be super helpful for Nick and Seth. With your permission, I can go ahead and move the information that you've already filled out for your prior disclosure, put it onto this, send it to you for review and signature. If you guys are happy for me to do that, just let me know. Other than that, I don't know if you have any questions, Lauren. Otherwise, I can pass it back to you.
No, I mean, this feels a little more questions than the last one based
Yeah,
on
this is
this.
significantly more. This is what the legislature has to fill out, and they've passed
Okay.
this that same burden onto every public entity, whether that's a district, a city, county, any board member or officer of a public entity. So,
Yeah, we're good. I'll get it to you.
all right, excellent. Thanks.
Okay. That's everything that I've got. You guys have anything for us? Seth, just so you know, I've got all the quarterly disclosures ready for you to update. So I'll shoot them over to you when we're done with all of the meetings.
One question I did have is on all of these releases where we close the homes, they pay the assessment on that lease, we send the release through title. It then goes to your office, and then she's sending me hard copies directly to me. Do we need to be saving these hard copies?
Tyler, you want to answer that? I'm pretty sure the answer is yes.
Yeah, I would say hold on to those.
For how long?
Let me talk
Well,
with Matt about how long exactly we should hold on to those, but
and
7 years.
you could always send them to us, Seth, I guess, for to keep them in the district records.
Well, that's my point. I had them sent to you, and then you guys are sending
Back
them
to
to
you.
us.
Yeah,
I'm
you
having
said don't
title.
keep
I
them in
had
the file.
title send them directly to you, and now then you're sending them hard copies to us. So if you guys don't want them, like I'll just have title send them to us as opposed to routing them all the way to you, and then you routing them all the way back to us.
Okay, I don't know the answer, so yeah, let's get with Matt. No, we'll let you know.
Okay. Did you have something, Nick? I'll make a motion to close.
Second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Good to see you, Lauren. Good to see you, Nick.